Welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast where we have fun with the English language one lesson at a time. My name is SL Rockfish, your happy hostess, and today we are going to be saying goodbye to the year 2023 and hello 2024. How are we going to do it, you ask? Great question. We are going to do it with idioms to boost your English conversation skills and to get you more comfortable with fun sayings that make English oh so enjoyable. Are you ready? Excellent! Grab a beverage of your choice, maybe a pen or pencil, and get ready to improve your English. It's okay if you don't have a pen or pencil. Just take a listen, okay? Our first set of sayings we will learn are different ways to say something is coming to an end or is over. First, let's start with, that's a wrap. That's a wrap means we are finished. Whatever we are doing is over. The year 2023, that's a wrap. It's all but done. I am recording this on December 31st, so it is definitely a wrap for 2023. Don't want to use that? How about, it's the end of the road? You could use that, or perhaps you can say, call it a day. But wait, 2023 is more than a day. Yes, it is. But we can use the saying, call it a day, to mean something is over. For example, when Bill saw the team score another goal, he said, let's call it a day on this game. What Bill meant was, this game is over. Call it a day is another way to say something is over or you're through. Don't like those first two? Well, then how about this? This concludes our discussion. Or you can say, that's the end of it. Or there's no more to be done. Or one of my favorites, stick a fork in it. 2023 is done. Stick a fork in it gives a great visualization of taking something off a grill with a big fork. You do that when something is definitely finished cooking, so I love stick a fork in it. Which saying is your favorite way to say something is over, something has been completed, something is done? Well, since 2023 is behind us, what about 2024? A new year requires new sayings or phrases. How about it? It's time to turn over a new leaf. I like that idiom. It's time to turn over a new leaf. What does that mean? It means it's time to make a fresh start or begin anew. It usually is associated with making a positive change in your life. What would you like to do to turn over a new leaf? Not really sure you want to use turn over a new leaf? How about out with the old, in with the new? That sounds kind of drastic. We hear that a lot this time of year. Out with the old, in with the new. This phrase is used to express the idea of letting go of the past and embracing new opportunities and adventures. I like this saying. It sort of inspires me. Out with the old, in with the new. I'm going to get organized. What way can you use out with the old, in with the new? Think about it. I guess before we go out with the old and in with the new, we should ring in the new year. Ring in the new year what? Yes, like that is a saying in the English that means to celebrate the beginning of the new year with joy and happiness and celebrations. Ring in the new year. I must confess I'm going to ring in the new year rather quietly. But that's okay. That's just the way I like it. What are you going to do to ring in the new year? Whatever you do to ring in the new year, it is important to start the year off on the right foot. Have you ever heard that saying before? To start the year off on the right foot has nothing to do with how you walk. No, no, my friends. To start the year off on the right foot means to begin the year in a positive and successful way. How are you going to start the year off on the right foot? You can use start anything off on the right foot. Say you're starting a new job, a new school. You say, ooh, I hope I'm going to start the new job or the new school year off on the right foot. What do you think you want to start the year off with on the right foot? That's a tough one. I'll have to think about it a little more, but I'm pretty sure you have an answer. Our next idiom is, the ball is in your court. Don't play ball. Not really a sports person, more of a bookworm. No worries, the ball is in your court means it's now your turn to take action, make a decision, or better yet, do something. The ball is in your court. What are you going to do to start off on the right foot? Ooh, two idioms, one question. Well, what are you going to do? Finally, to wrap it up, I will leave you with this question and phrase. What is your New Year's resolution? A New Year's resolution is a phrase that refers to personal goals or commitments at the beginning of the year for self-improvement or positive changes. Kind of like turning over a new leaf. Oh, so many references to positive changes. Resolutions are made on the last day of the old year and are committed to on the first day of a new year. Ask anyone who goes to a fitness club. January 1st is very busy. February 1st, not so much. New Year's resolutions don't always last very long, but we make them every year. Well, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people do. Me, I resolve to continue making English Makes No Sense content and to learn how to edit my videos to make them better. What is your New Year's resolution? There you have it, my friends. A quick podcast episode to help you say goodbye to 2023 and hello to 2024. I hope you have fun wrapping up 2023, or if it's already 2024, I hope you had fun wrapping up 2023. Before you stick a fork in it, think about ways you can practice these idioms and phrases. Turn over a new leaf and practice them as much as possible. Start the new year off on the right foot. The ball is in your court. I hope you have fun ringing in the new year. And if you make a resolution, I wish you all the best at success. It is always great to have you here, my friends. So I want to thank you so much, and I hope that 2024 is great for you. Remember, do something fun, do something amazing, or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day and a great start to the new year. Cheers to 2024. Peace, friends.